It feels like you're just constantly swimming in news these days, headlines flashing by. It's a lot.
It really is overwhelming sometimes.
Exactly. So that's what we were trying to do here. Just take a breath, look closely at, well, one set of sources and figure out what's really being said, the core stuff.
Getting past just the surface, understanding the, the context, the potential implications.
Right. And today, we're diving into the April 23rd, 2025 newsletter from the No Agenda Show.
Yep, that's our source material for this deep dive.
And it's quite a mix they've got in there. We'll be looking at how they talk about funding the show itself. Then there's this intense media focus on Pete Hegseth, a debate over sex ed in Maryland, RFK Jr., potentially looking at food additives,
Interesting.
Rosie O'Donnell's comments about Kennedy. Them apparently skipping Earth Day and a shakeup over at 60 Minutes. So quite a range.
It really is. And looking at how all these different pieces are framed in this one place can, well, it can tell you something about the narratives playing out,
Like a snapshot?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A concentrated snapshot of certain discussions.
Okay, so let's start with the practical side, keeping the show afloat. They talk about their Commodore Grant program ending.
Yeah, they mentioned that wrapping up, and then they pivot right into, all the ways listeners can support them: subscriptions, executive producer
Your
slots.
mailing checks, right? It's very direct.
Very direct. And what's really key here is that complete reliance on the listeners. It's a specific model.
It has consequences, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. It builds this really direct link between them and the audience, right? Maybe makes them more responsive to feedback, less tied to advertisers.
Makes sense.
But the flip side is, well, sustainability is entirely down to whether people keep donating. It's all on the audience.
Right. Okay, so from funding, the newsletter then jumps to something pretty charged, Pete Hegseth. MSNBC is apparently hitting hard on a story about him sharing state secrets using Signal.
That's what the newsletter highlights, yeah. And the no agenda take is that this feels, well, politically driven.
Politically driven ham.
They sort of connect it to Hegseth's views on LGBTQ plus issues in the military, suggesting maybe that's why this story is getting so much play right now.
So they're implying an agenda behind the reporting itself.
That seems to be the implication, yes. It raises that whole question, doesn't it? When a public figure is under scrutiny, what's really driving the coverage? Is it purely the facts of the potential breach, or are other factors, like political disagreements, amplifying it? It's tricky to parse.
Yeah, discerning those motivations is tough. Okay, then they shift gears again. Maryland, a school district in sex education.
This one's about curriculum for, I think, third graders.
Right. And No Agenda points to the Democratic Party supporting topics like transgenderism and gay marriage being included.
And they frame it against what they describe as parental concerns, pitting those two against each other.
Feels like a major cultural dividing line they're highlighting there.
Absolutely. It taps right into that big debate,
Yeah.
What's the school's role in these sensitive areas? What age is right? How do you balance inclusivity with parental rights or values?
And the newsletter seems pretty clear on where it stands.
It definitely presents a specific viewpoint, highlighting a perceived conflict between, let's say, progressive educational approaches and some parental views.
Okay. Next up, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The newsletter mentions he might be pushing something on food additives.
Yeah, specifically artificial dyes.
Yeah.
And they tie it back to his longstanding views on potential links to autism.
But right after that, they mentioned Rosie O'Donnell criticizing him on CNN.
They do. It's sort of a quick 1-2 punch, the newsletter, Kennedy's potential move, then O'Donnell apparently calling for his firing, though they don't give much context for why she said that.
Interesting juxtaposition. Kennedy does something, gets immediate pushback noted.
Exactly. It suggests there's this larger narrative building around Kennedy, right? His ideas and actions are sparking both interest and, well, pretty strong opposition. The lack of detail on O'Donnell's reasoning leaves you wondering, what's behind that criticism? Is it policy disagreement or just general media sentiment?
Yeah, hard to say from just that snippet. Then, kind of a lighter note, maybe. Al Gore reminded people it was Earth Day.
Right. And the newsletter points out that no agenda apparently didn't cover it.
There's a bit of a self-deprecating tone there almost.
Yeah, maybe a little nudge. It's interesting, though, their choice to seemingly ignore it. It could just be their focus is elsewhere, or maybe it reflects a kind of skepticism towards, mainstream environmental talk.
Shows how different outlets prioritize different things.
For sure. What gets covered, what gets ignored, it all tells a story.
Okay, finally, they talk about 60 Minutes. Leadership change there.
Yes, the head of the show is out. And the newsletter connects it to some recent controversies, an interview with Kamala Harris, a lawsuit involving Donald Trump.
And the tone sounds pretty critical, like they see it as a decline for the show.
It does lean that way, framing it as a sign of trouble for a program that, you know, used to be seen as a gold standard in broadcast journalism. It fits with their broader commentary on the state of mainstream media.
Okay, so wrapping up the points here, we saw the no agenda funding model.
Yep. The listener support focus.
The intense media lens on PHEXA.
And the questions raised about why.
That Maryland sex ed debate.
Highlighting cultural divides.
RFK Jr.'s potential food additive initiative and the immediate reaction.
Showing the controversy around him.
The Earth Day mention, or lack thereof.
Reflecting editorial choices.
And finally, the leadership change at 60 Minutes.
Framed as a symptom of broader media issues. Quite a tour through their perspective.
It really is. And thinking about it, when you see how a show like No Agenda functions, totally reliant on listeners, and then you see these really strong reactions in other media to figures like Hegseth or RFK Jr., it makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. It really prompts you to consider the different forces at play, the various priorities shaping how information gets presented and interpreted.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, just being aware of these different national narratives, how mm-hmm. things are framed,
yeah.
it could be useful context, right, as you engage with local news, local issues right here in our community.
Absolutely. Understanding those broader media dynamics, seeing where different outlets put their focus, it can help you process the information that directly impacts your life here. It helps build a more informed perspective on things happening locally, too.
Definitely worth reflecting on.